providing you with oil for your lamp. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of 1 Peter. Well, as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, let this very conviction that he who has suffered in the flesh gets quit of sin nerve you to spend the rest of your time in the flesh for the will of God and no longer for human passions. It is quite enough to have done as pagans choose to do during the time gone by. You used to lead lives of sensuality, lust, carousing, revelry, dissipation, and illicit idolatry. And it astonishes pagans that you will not plunge with them still into the same flood of profligacy. They abuse you, but they will have to answer for that to him who is prepared to judge the living and the dead. For this was why the gospel was preached to the dead as well, that while they are judged in the flesh as men, they may live as God lives in the Spirit. Now the end of all is near. Steady then, keep cool and pray. Above all, be keen to love one another, for love hides a host of sins. Be hospitable to each other, and never grudge it. You must serve one another, each with the talent he has received, as efficient stewards of God's varied grace. If anyone preaches, he must preach as one who utters the words of God. If anyone renders some service, it must be as one who is supplied by God with power, so that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The glory and dominion are his forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the ordeal that has come to test you, as though some foreign thing befell you. You are sharing what Christ suffered, so rejoice in it, that you may also rejoice and exult when his glory is revealed. If you are denounced for the sake of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and power, the Spirit of God himself, is resting on you. None of you must suffer as a murderer or a thief or a bad character or a revolutionary. But if a man suffers for being a Christian, he need not be ashamed. He should rather glorify God for that. It is time for the judgment to begin with the household of God, and if it begins with us, what will be the fate of those who refuse obedience to God's gospel? If the just man is scarcely saved, what will become of the impious and sinful? So let those who by the will of God are suffering trust their souls to him, their faithful Creator, as they continue to do right. Now I make this appeal to your presbyters, for I am a presbyter myself. I was a witness of what Christ suffered, and am to share the glory that is to be revealed. Be shepherds to your flock of God. Take charge of them willingly, instead of being pressed to it, and not to make a base profit from it, but freely, nor by way of lording it over your charges, but proving a pattern to the flock. Then you will receive the unfading crown of glory, when the chief shepherd makes his appearance. You younger men must also submit to the presbyters. Indeed, you must all put on the apron of humility to serve one another. For the haughty God opposes, but to the humble he gives grace. Humble yourselves under the strong hand of God, so that when the time comes, he may raise you. Let all your anxieties fall upon him, for his great interest is in you. Keep cool, keep awake. Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, looking out for someone to devour. resist him. Keep your foothold in the faith, and learn to pay the same tax of suffering as the rest of your brotherhood throughout the world. Once you have suffered for a little, the God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus will repair, recruit, and strengthen you. The dominion is his forever and ever. Amen. You've been listening to the Message and Counsel of God from the first book of Peter.